Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
More 49ers coming up. More Kings coming up. But first, let's go to the Sports Center desk.
Now, from the Sacramento Sports Desk, a SportsCenter update on ESPN 1320.
The San Francisco 49ers picked up a big win on Monday night against the Rams, winning the game 24-9. The defense had a big performance, keeping the Rams out the end zone and forcing Matt Stafford to turn the ball over twice. Some news today following the game. Kyle Shanahan said he expects defensive backs Jason Verrett and Jimmy Ward to practice Wednesday. Both started the season on the injured reserve list. The Rams, coming off their loss, will take on the Cowboys, who have been without Dak Prescott. The last few weeks, Jerry Jones spoke on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas and said that Prescott's grip is not well enough to play yet, but he continues to progress. It's looking like another week of Cooper Rush starting. He has yet to lose a start for the Cowboys with a 4-0 record. The Kings beat the Lakers 105-75 out in the NBA yesterday. Got good contributions from the bench to start the second half. Rookie Keegan Murray led all scorers in that game with 16 points. Over in Cleveland, Cavaliers second-year player Evan Mobley sprained his ankle in practice and is set to miss 1 to 2 weeks. It is possible that he isn't ready for the regular season. Mobley averaged 15 points and 8 rebounds last season for the Cavs. And then some notable games in the MLB today. The Yankees have a doubleheader with the Rangers as Aaron Judge looks for home run 62. The Mets also have a doubleheader against the Nationals. They're a game and a half back of the Mets or the Braves for the NL East lead. And then locally, the Giants take on the Padres. And the A's play the Angels before first pitch for both those games at 6:40. Thanks for listening to this SportsCenter update. I'm Jesse Tapia with ESPN 1320, Sacramento sports leader.
Aaron Judge is still very much chasing. 62. We've got that game on in front of us.
Bruh, the Giants playing. Wrap up the season early. What are we doing? Forfeit the games.
We're talking about that defense. Jesse asked us late last week, what are some of our preseason predictions that we're headed into the fourth week that we're feeling really good about. I don't even remember what all of my predictions were. I remember this one. Feeling really good about Nick Bosa being the defensive player of the year. I'm feeling really good about that dude being in that conversation all season long. Yeah. He is a menace to society. He's bad.
He absolutely is. I think, what do you have? How many sacks did he have last night? Two sacks?
Yeah, two.
You said 2.5.
He
was right there. He was right there. Felt like he could have had 7.
I wasn't sure. I thought he had 4. Like I know Nick Wagner put the number up. Ryder covers the 49ers. I think he put the exact number up yesterday, but the amount of pressures that Nick Bosa has had through the first 4 weeks of the season, I think, is record-setting.
Mm.
Like, he is just terrorizing. Here it is right here. 3 tackles, 2 sacks, 5 quarterback hits, 9 pressures. His 23 pressures through the first 4 games leads the NFL. Okay, so it wasn't record-setting, but he leads the NFL. So you get the gist of it right there. Nick Bosa, bad, bad dude. Big fan of Kanye's new gear. Bad, bad dude.
You know what's funny is
Kanye.
He's not funny, but we don't have to get into Nick too much. But we all know his history or whatever the case may be. And I saw this video of him and Hufanga before the game, and they had some kind of handshake, right, where they saw each other, they dapped up, and they, you know. Like, I'm like, that's wild considering,
yeah,
things that, you know, have gone on in the past with 97. But he was all in there just amped. Hey, TT, let's go.
I mean, it's weird. It's
you know what?
It's hard to talk about stuff like that. Cause,
yeah, and on the opposite side of it, they all seem to love the guy.
That's what I was trying to avoid saying.
It's been that way for like 3 years. They all seem to love him.
Oh yeah, he's in on that handshake. Yeah, I see it right here. That's a good one. I'll retweet that. That's a good one right there.
It's so bizarre. It really
it
is.
It's super weird. But like you said, his teammates, they seem to like the dude. So He's a hell of a ball player, though. All of that stuff aside, that dude is a hell of a ball player. It really is funny the tone in which we're talking about this. And I promise we're going to get back to the Kings in a few minutes. The tone in which we're talking about this I'm not a fan of either of these teams. I was nervous for the 49ers. I was like, you've got to regroup from that disaster of last week. No doubt. But the Rams got to get on track here at some point. I guess not, because, you know, we could talk about how we felt about Nick Bosa and that San Francisco 49ers defense and what we thought could potentially lead them to a victory. Mm-hmm. But we also laid out what could spell the end for the Rams. Matt Stafford throwing interceptions, not getting settled in offensively. Like, they didn't have a play over 20 yards. They didn't score a touchdown.
No.
Yesterday.
No.
And I remember you said, well, you know, he's got Cooper Kupp out there. Oh, that's fine. Cooper Kupp's still going to get about 100 yards. For the record, he got 122. 14 receptions, 122 yards. Again, not a play over 20 yards for the Los Angeles Rams yesterday.
No, defense and not allowing no big plays.
I remember 2 weeks into the season. I don't think it would have been the first. Maybe it would have been the first week. I don't remember. But your man's Ramsey jumps in the chat on YouTube.com and says something like, "This isn't the 85 Bears or the 01 Ravens." And it's like, yeah, Ramsey, you're right. But
Ramsey and Stephen Brown, they told me Aaron Donald was about to feast yesterday. Did he play?
Aaron Donald did play. Aaron Donald did play, and it was rather impactful the first series. Kind of settled down a little bit after that. I was questionable whether they played or not was George Kittle. George Kittle was on a milk carton the first half. George Kittle didn't have a single target in the first half. I kept thinking, man, I have not heard his name once. So I go to the stat thing, and I'm looking for Kittle's name. Nothing. He's not even registered. So Shout out to Kyle Shanahan, who clearly was monitoring my Twitter exchange with Butcher Boy Joe Shasky and thought, we need to get George Kittle involved. And right after halftime, right out the gate, George Kittle's involved, and he makes a pretty big
that
impact.
That got me hyped.
The final score. Oh, me too.
There. Let's go.
Me too. He only caught two passes, but I was really excited for the pass. And that's one of the best nearest touchdowns you'll see in a really long time.
Missed wide open Ayuk, who had cooked Jalen Ramsey. But, you know, he went for the tougher pass, and he made the tougher pass. Like,
Brandon Ayuk was trying to punk Jalen Ramsey, too, and it was kind of funny. It was kind of funny because he wouldn't let go of his jersey, and Ramsey was not was not taken that well.
Well, you know, like a true fan that I am, true 49ers fan I am, if you guys saw me on IG, I was ready to hop in there. You know what I'm saying? I was ready to hop in. And I heard the whistles blowing, and I saw, you know, a little scrum. I was like, what's up? What we got going on? What we doing?
We doing this? We doing this? It's time. It's time.
What we doing? We doing this. So I was ready to go, man. I was ready to go. That was a big win for the Niners. First place 49ers, by the way, 2-2 in the NFC West. Yeah. First place 49ers. Yeah. And now you've got if you can, you want to take care of these next two games. If you can. Nothing.
So we got the Panthers on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Falcons
and then,
after that.
Oh, man.
Struggling Panthers.
Man.
And here's the deal. Here's the thing that makes you feel like you know, you can get this done, and quote unquote, you should get this done. Those two offenses that you were talking about, they got enough firepower to do something against this defense?
The Panthers?
The Panthers and the Falcons.
No, they absolutely do not.
So that's what
the
gives
Panthers'
you
offense is terrible.
Yeah, that's what I'm
and
saying.
Shame on anyone who thought they might not suck. Just
that's what,
shame. That's shame.
That's what gives you hope going
that offense is terrible.
Oh.
Like, they're bad.
Wait a minute. A home run in the Yankees game.
You're such a jerk. I'm like, wait, are you ahead of me? Yeah, I just saw that. You're a jerk for that. Yes, the guy before Aaron Judge hit a home run, and Aaron Judge just hit a
single.
Solid single. Yeah, Aaron Judge.
He's not gonna get it, man.
He might not. Aaron Judge lands at 61 at Shohei Ohtani's MVP.
Stop it!
What?
Stop
what?
It.
Isn't the MVP predicated on 62?
The MVP is already predetermined.
Can you imagine how many people have already written their "This is the true"? The home
somebody
run record.
Jr. on the
they
phone.
Might not be able to hit publish. Who's your boy? Who's the Rangers outfielder? My man could have caught this ball, but he puts his head down. You watching this replay?
Well,
watch that replay.
Let me see here.
The homeboy could have caught the ball. It barely went over the fence, but he puts his head. That's terrible.
Oh, no, his head smacked up against the wall.
No, it did not. It did not. Aaron Judge hits a single. Aaron Judge sitting at 62 forever. Shohei Ohtani is the MVP. We'll come back.
I got a question when we come back. It's about another football question.
Okay. The 49ers defense was impressive last night, but how was the Kings? It's my greeny tease for the day. We've got that coming up here on Sacramento Sports Leaders, D'Lo and Casey on ESPN 1320.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
D'Lo and Casey continues, streaming live on the Odyssey app.
For those watching on YouTube.com/ESPN1320, hit the thumbs up. Hit the subscribe button as our coverage of your Sacramento Kings and San Francisco 49ers ramps up here. Both teams getting wins last night.
Yeah, man, it was a great night in the Caraway household.
Boy, you had a stat and a question. Don't forget either one, because we've got Mitch. 916-909-1320. What's happening, Mitch?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Mitch?
Damon, Casey. It's nice to have the season over, right, Casey?
Yours will be over in about 2 weeks.
Okay. All right, I had to throw that in. I don't know if you're having technical difficulties. Like I said, I felt like I was waiting to go into John DeCosney here. Can't hear it. I couldn't hear it, most of it. But, hey, Rapper's Delight, Damon. They came out before you were even born.
That's correct. It came out in 1979.
Way before me. I know. I was down in Miami Christmas Eve visiting relatives down in little Cuba down there. First of all, that run by Devo was one of the best ones I've ever seen. It felt like it was watching bowling. I think I saw like four or five Rams just either got duked out or just fell, good block. It was just watching these Rams get bowled over by a great blocking, and he was just too fast for them. And Bosa, as in Nick Bosa, great game. I hope it's 49ers in charge in the Super Bowl. Bosa against Bosa.
You're a treasure, Mitch.
Hey, you know.
You worked in Lil Cuba and Rapper's Delight.
Yeah,
that
Lil
call.
Cuba. I don't know who was down in Lil Cuba. That came out of nowhere.
All I caught was Lil Cuba. And I was not expecting him to go to Rapper's Delight. He's unhappy with our current phone setup where he can't hear the show while he's on hold. So I'm sorry about that, Mitch. We are working on it. Just bear with us. We're trying, Jennifer.
We're going to get there.
916-909-1320. Let's start with your stat.
Yeah, so I was just looking at this a couple different times, make sure I had it right, make sure I wasn't reading nothing crazy, and I wasn't. Last night, Nick Bosa had 14 pressures on the night by himself. 14 QB pressures last night. That is the most, tied for most in a game since 2014 with Aaron Donald at 14 in some game in 2021, and J.J. Watt, who had 14 in a game in 2015. 14 pressures by himself. Damn. When you talk about not being able to be stopped, that's a lot. Felt like he was getting held a lot, too. That's always what happens. Never gets called, either.
No, it doesn't, but that's football. And then you had a question.
Yeah. So Matthew Stafford last night. If you weren't Tyler Higbee or Cooper Kupp, he was not passing you the ball. Wasn't even looking your way. And I just wondered, like, how, if I'm Allen Robinson or any of the other receivers on that team, how am I going? You got to be a professional. You got to do what you got to do. But how am I even going to run my route at 100%? I know you're not throwing the ball to me. I know you're not even looking my way.
He targeted Allen Robinson 6 times. I know that pales in comparison to Tyler Higbee at 14, and then Cooper Kupp at 19.
Come on.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why those guys are so. I mean, obviously they're good. But Allen Robinson is good. Like they're good. Maybe they're not open. Maybe they're not getting open. Maybe they're not running their routes at 100% already. I don't know. I don't have an answer to that. They threw the ball 48 times last night. Matt Stafford threw the ball 48 times.
And what do you have, like 265 yards passing?
254. By the way, just real quick while we're here. I did this before. I'll do it again. I have no problem doing it. Jeff Wilson, if you're listening, sorry.
Yeah, thanks.
Just my... I'm sorry. I said Jeff Wilson, not Kenny Caraway.
Well, I'm here to speak on behalf of Jeff Wilson.
No, I'm speaking directly to Jeff Wilson. I'm not speaking to you. Dear Jeff Wilson and no one else, I'm sorry. Again, as my bad. You've got a little more gas than I realized. And he's been really, really good as the 49ers. I guess you'd call him primary running back. He's been really, really good in that position.
Now, if you want to play this game, we can play this game. I won't do it, but you can. He had 18 for 74 on the night. His one touchdown run was 32 yards.
Yeah, but we're not going to play that game because we can't cheer Debo when he does the same thing and go, Debo had 100 yards. Yeah, like 80 of them were on one carry. He carried the ball 6 times. Like, we're not going to do that. Like, he had, and this has been the case for a couple of weeks. He's had some explosive runs. Yesterday was a touchdown. I'm giving Jeff Wilson credit. And you can't do that game. It's dumb.
It's different, but it's different with Debo and Jeff Wilson. Debo and a running back. It is different. Like, you're not.
I love that I give credit to Jeff Wilson and you immediately diminish him. Like, oh, he's not
no,
that good.
No, I'm not.
You were right the first time.
Him, but
you
I mean,
absolutely are.
The running game wasn't popping. And that's not all his fault. A lot of that has to do on the offensive line as well. But Jeff Wilson, like, I'll say this. I don't want Jeff Wilson to be the number one, to be RB1.
You might not have a choice, buddy.
I think he's a good change of pace back. He's a guy that you can run between the tackles. He runs hard. He doesn't avoid contact. I love that about him. But as RB1, I don't know.
You know, Marlon Mack, Tevin Coleman, and I think Jordan Mason were all active yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just didn't go to them.
Yeah, it didn't go to them at all. Like Juice Scott, I think... A carry, mm-hmm. And I saw Marlon. I only knew Marlon. Mack was active because he was on special teams. I saw him on special teams one time.
Fumble recovery.
That was it. I don't know if Jordan. I don't know if Jordan Mason. I don't even know if Jordan Mason had to shower when the game was over. He just put his gear. Just put his clothes back on. Like I didn't know. You know, those guys didn't get any. They didn't get their number called at all.
Yeah.
Kyle's a weird dude, man. I don't understand Kyle Shanahan.
I don't understand how he uses the running backs. I don't get that. I feel like there should be, at least at some point, you should be able to get a carry for somebody else.
You can't. This is just clear. You absolutely cannot.
But the whole thing with Matthew Stafford is bizarre. And the Rams are in real trouble. Like
I agree.
I think the 49ers... That was a big game yesterday, big win.
Mm-hmm.
I think they can possibly put themselves in the driver's seat to win that division. That division is not looking strong.
It's not at all.
Not believing in Arizona at all. Geno is a good story, but I don't think Seattle's very good. And the Niners,
17 games of a good story isn't going to win you the division.
No, and the Niners have a dominating unit in that defensive unit. That could, like, with that defense and the way Jimmy played last night, Jimmy wasn't spectacular by any means. We talked about that enough. How many more wins do you think they can get like that?
The defense, like another, a lot. They can get
like
a lot.
Another 10 games.
The key to it is, I think if the offense feels like it's winning games, it can stay locked in. If you have situations that you had last week where you're putting up an elite defensive performance and you lose, that's where I get concerned.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're putting up an elite defensive performance and winning, obviously yesterday's game in hindsight, it wasn't a laugher. Like, there was a point prior to Debo's touchdown where I was like, oh, man. This is going to be last week all over again. the defense is going to play well enough. I mean, the 49ers have scored at that point, but the defense is going to play well enough. Jimmy's not going to be able to capitalize. And Matt Stafford, who's been known to do it, is going to make plays late. And the Rams are going to win. And this is going to be a mirror image of what we saw against the Denver Broncos. And then Debo's play happened. And then, of course, the pick six happened. So if I think the defense can ride high going into to this Carolina game, knowing that they're were the anchors of this squad. Y'all spent all offseason talking about QB1, QB2. Y'all spent all offseason talking about where the backup quarterback was going to be traded to. That's fine. If this team goes back to the NFC Championship, if this team goes back to the Super Bowl, it's going to be because of us. And as long as they're winning games, even if they're, you know, 14-6s type games, okay, we did our job. That's what happened with Baltimore. You know, you talk about the great defenses. You know, that offense wasn't spectacular, but their defense was winning games, and they knew it.
Yeah.
And if it gets to the point where they know it, we're winning games. We know we're the reason we're winning. I think you stay more locked in like that.
Well, the other thing, because I remember that was one of the things that I heard about Seattle and some of the resentment for Russell Wilson, is that defense always looked at it as like, we're the LOB. Yeah. Like, that's why we are who we are. Like, yeah. Russell, you're cool, but you're not game-changing the way that we are. And I think they take pride in that. Now, in the immediate future, you talk about next week, Carolina looks some type of way, but they can't buy into that. Short week, you're traveling across the country. Luckily for them, they got a body clock game that's still 1 o'clock. It's going to be a 1 o'clock start out here, so they won't have to have the 10 a.m. Start. But you can't be riding too high off of what happened. It was an emotional game last night, divisional game, rivalry game. Mm-hmm. So you were completely locked in for sure. That defense and the team in general, they've got to be locked in on trying to take care of business here, because they're probably going to stay over in the South somewhere for the Atlanta game too. West Virginia. They always go to West Virginia or Ohio.
Why? Do you know?
The Yorks have roots in West Virginia.
Okay.
I know they have roots in Ohio for sure, but I think they have roots in West Virginia.
I think I'm going off something Chris Peterman said. Yeah, they're staying in West Virginia.
Yeah, the Yorks. That's a York thing there.
Okay.
So yeah, you know, you'll have time to like get acclimated and get adjusted, but man, you want to win this one on Sunday. You want to win us one on Sunday. Keep the momentum going. The biggest thing is if you can come back week 7 against Kansas City at 4-2, that would be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
As Kurt Henning would say, absolutely perfect.
I see. Spits his gum out of his mouth and swats it.
Did that yesterday. I do it every time. When I'm outside and I have gum, let's believe I'm doing the Mr. Perfect.
Grow up, bro. You know how many times I got in trouble doing that in school? So the 49ers defense is, honestly, I would say they're everything we thought they were, maybe even more. Hell, maybe at this point, maybe they're a lot more than we thought they were. What about the Kings defense? You know, the fan base has got 2 good wins last night. The Kings were the other one, preseason against the Lakers. Again, everything is under a microscope about, you know, how did the starting units play? How did the reserves play? What were the rotations? Who started? Who didn't? Of course, KZ Akpala started. Keegan Murray shined. But with KZ Akpala in the starting lineup, we all looked at that as like, okay, that's a defensive move. To you, how do you think the defense played there? How do you think the first unit defense played? We'll break this down into subsets. How did the first unit defense play?
They were all right.
They weren't good. You don't have to sugarcoat it.
We're just saying that because they made shots, though. The Lakers made
shots. But I also, like... of course, they made shots, but I also thought they had shots at the basket, too. Like, they had some – they got open is the point I'm trying to make. And there were a few – I thought there were a few points out there where it was that old familiar someone missed something because I know he ain't supposed to be that open. Mm. There was a couple of those.
Yeah,
I mean, some of it was guys getting to the basket. Russ got to the basket. LeBron got to the basket. Like, there was some of that, too.
And those guys are going to do that, though.
They, you know, right.
Like,
right.
That's what's going to happen against them. So, you know, the one reason why I can't take too much away from that is because it was such a short term, in my opinion. I mean, that first unit might have played about 15 minutes total in the game. And there's going to be times throughout any game where the defense is just going to, you know, maybe take a nap, especially in the regular season. You know, those things are going to happen. And whether it happens in the first quarter, you know, at the beginning of the game, or whether it happens halfway through the second quarter, like it still happens. That's where you look at that situation and you say, okay, you're looking for Mike Brown to make adjustments or to get these guys back focused or something like that. And we didn't really see that opportunity. I know he called timeouts and did all that other stuff, but it wasn't always with the first unit out there on the floor. So, you know.
He did settle things down. The first timeout was called. It was, I keep forgetting the score. I've said it like four times today.
It was
like 12 to 3 when the timeout was called. And that was a lot of – it's LeBron getting to the basket. It was a lot of movement by the Los Angeles Lakers. And things settled down a little bit after that in terms of the Kings were able to get baskets. They were missing shots, too. We joked about the Harrison Barnes shot. De'Aaron missed a couple. Like, De'Aaron didn't shoot particularly well last night. Still shot better than LeBron James. But didn't shoot well last night. I think it was 4 of 12. I alluded to this earlier. 63% from the free throw line. 23% from the three-point range. They were 9 of 39 from three-point range. They were 12 of 19 from the free throw line. We've seen the videos of players running, coaches running. You got to find something else to get them locked into them free throws, because his first game sample size wasn't that was a bad look.
Well, see, that's one of the things, like I told you the other day, when I was cross as 2-6 when they were missing all them free throws. And then people were like, ah, man, come on, just practice. Man, make your free throws all the time.
Mm.
It's unacceptable. Like, sorry, coach, I got no patience for missed free throws. None. Make your free throws. So that was frustrating to see. Luckily, it wasn't, you know, a regular season game. And, you know, maybe it is jitters or whatever the case may be. But, yeah, make your free throws. Make your free throws.
Yeah, that is something that it doesn't look bad in the context of a 105-75 game. But it would look pretty rough in the context of a 105-101 game. You know, a game 105-101 that you lost, it will look even worse.
It's unacceptable, man. It's unacceptable. Make your free throws. Make your free throws. And you know, that's where I want to see one of the bigger improvements from De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah.
Only have four attempts or whatever the case may be, but we're expecting him to hopefully get to the line seven times a night. So I need better than 50%.
You think we see more minutes from the starters? They topped out first half play 15:55 for De'Aaron and Harrison. That's the most for any starter. Now, Keegan and Davion played more, but De'Aaron and Harrison, the starters, didn't play into the second half. Do you think Mike Brown increases those minutes next weekend?
Probably so. Probably so. You want these guys to be in the rhythm of playing that much out there, whether it's 25 to 30 minutes or if you go past that, you want them to ramp them up you know, as the preseason rolls along. So
yeah, I wondered if he would ramp ramp up and then back down for that last game against the Lakers, back to where maybe we see a first half of play, maybe we see more on Sunday, a little bit more in the third preseason game, and then a little bit of a drop.
Probably so.
Friday against the Lakers. By the way, I speculated on this yesterday. That stellar Lakers broadcast yesterday mentioned that LeBron James wanted to play in every preseason game. Mm. I didn't think LeBron James would play at the game at the Golden One Center, but according to that amazing broadcast team that we watched last night on NBA TV, he's ready to go. He wants to play. He wants to play for.
Kings fans hate everything Lakers.
What do you mean? That's not. I said it was stellar. What are you talking about? I said that was a stellar broadcasting team. If you're taking that some different way, that's on you.
Quite literally last night, everybody on Twitter, these guys are awful.
I know. I didn't participate in that. I don't know what you're talking about.
Here we go.
Kings fan MD says that broadcast crew was awful.
Stu Lance is a legend. He's been around for a long time. What?
Okay,
he's not a legend. Just like what's his name was a legend. My man Lawler. Great. No.
Jerry? Who? The Clippers guy?
Clippers was a legend. He's been for like 50 years. Well, maybe not that long.
This is a really weird thing with sports broadcasting. It's like when Washington moved on from their guy, the Wizards. They moved on from their guy. And then obviously, you know, we can even use the guy who used to do the Kings. Like, he was here for 30 years. Guy who did Washington, he was there for like 30 years. Is there something in these deals that entitles you to these jobs forever? Because it's always so shocking. I can't believe they've moved on from him. He had a job for 30 years. He's like 60. It's okay to move on. Wasn't your boy Lawler like 80?
He was OG.
Hey, it's okay. It's okay. You can move on. Someone else can have the job now. It's fine if it's great that they're legends. Like, that's cool. Their job was to broadcast to the Lakers audience, and that's what they did. That's what the home broadcast does. Not everybody is fortunate enough to have a national NBA announcer as their. The Knicks can relate to the Kings, and that's pretty much it. There aren't many guys who have a national announcer as their home team announcer. So when you watch broadcasts like that, yeah, it's different.
I like home broadcasts from every team. And you know how I am. It doesn't really bother me. There's only there's only one broadcast that I really don't like. And I'm not going
to
tell nobody.
You don't have the balls to say it. That's a damn shame. Coward. Thank you for tuning in. It's D-Lo and Coward Caraway.
You think I should say it?
I have no. Do I know who it is?
I don't know if you do or not.
I don't know.
You think I should say who it is?
Oh, I think I know what you're going to say.
What?
Does it involve the 49ers?
No.
Oh.
I was thinking basketball.
Oh, okay. I won't say what I was going to say then. Go ahead. I don't know. Who is it? I don't even know what you're laughing at.
In the chat, crazy. In the chat. I'm going to just leave it in the chat. Sorry, radio people. I'm going to leave it in the chat.
Hey, don't feel Odyssey 1320 98. I have no clue what this man is laughing at. I'm sitting staring right at him. He's about to fall out of his chair. I have no clue what's going on. We'll step out. We'll come back. James Hamm set to join us coming up about 1 hour from now. Jason Jones, final hour of the show. We got tickets to the Kings opener. I'm going to try to get my partner under control here. We've got week four power rankings on the way. We'll talk more about the Kings.
Everybody knows it. It seems like everybody feels the same way.
Oh, the Warriors? God, Warriors.
I love Jim Barnett. No, don't get it twisted. I love Jim Barnett. He is a legend. He is a legend.
Stilo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Stilo and KC continues. Streaming live on the Odyssey app.
I don't remember what I was going to say.
Oh, you're getting ready to diss Tribe Called Quest.
Oh, I absolutely was not. I was probably getting ready to diss Albert, but I wasn't going to diss Tribe Called Quest. He asked, like, when was the last time you listened to the Tribe Called Quest? I listened this morning. Just, that's it. I don't know. It's the Tribe Called Quest isn't one that I go to a lot. If I'm going back to, like, that era. Right. It's not one that I go to a lot, but for some reason, I think because my sister brought him up over the weekend. We were somewhere and they were playing it. I don't even know what song it was. It's a today record, but it had the Q-tip. It's a vibrant thing. Oh, it had that beat out underneath it. What was it?
Poke It Out.
Oh, okay.
Wale
and Cole. She goes, yo, is that a Tribe Called Quest? Well, she didn't say, yo, that's not how my sister talks. She was like, is that a Tribe Called Quest? I was like, that's the beat. Yeah, that's that old Q-tip beat. And I haven't listened to them in a while. That's all it was. Yeah.
Tribe Called Quest, the legends. One of the greatest to ever do it.
Lord. I'm looking at the new D-Lo and KC merch. Donnie snuck a couple in here that he didn't send us. Oh, this is going to be so much heat coming to D.
Where's that?
It's in my email. These are the actual designs that are going on the T-shirts, not the mock-ups. Oh, we've got some good stuff coming.
Is this D-Lo and KC or is this Corners of the Culture merch?
This is Corners of the Culture merch.
The merch is going crazy right now.
Yeah, Corners of the Culture merch, man. We're about to reinvent the merch game. Actually, we're not reinventing anything, but the merch game is going to be fire headed into this new King season, man. That's for sure. We've got your tickets to see the Sacramento Kings on opening night. Of course, we're going to be there. Can't wait to be there. We've got those tickets coming up for you in the final hour of the show, right around 3:20, around that same time. Jason Jones will be with us. James Hamm coming up an hour from now. Eric Crocker might be with us in the next 30 minutes or so. Want to talk more Kings basketball before we do, though.
They say this is a big, rich town. I just come from the poorest part.
It's funny, man. We've been doing this show. Been doing this show for 2 years, and Kenny doesn't know that when he does that, it's not in sync.
That's on your end.
It doesn't matter. What I'm saying is when it goes out there, it's not in sync. And it's so funny to me. Every time you do that, we're just not in sync. You want to go first or you want me to go first? Those days are over. I can guarantee it. That's over. Well, no, I take that back. I can't guarantee anything. It might be over. We might be in the brand new D'Lo and KC studios on Monday. We might be. And we're calling it the D'Lo and KC Studios because I'm not calling it the ESPN 1320 studio because who the hell else is in there? The D'Lo and KC Studio, as far as I'm concerned. Odyssey built that for us. And until Damon and Ratto come to Sacramento to do their show, it is the D'Lo and KC Studios. Number five. This was tough, man. We probably should have a conversation about some of these 3-1 teams when we're finished here. I put the Packers at five. I died a little when I did it. A little.
Okay.
You know how I feel about them, but,
I'm with you.
I put the Packers at five. Put the Dolphins at four. Suffered their first loss. I'm sure a lot of people forgot because that was not the story coming out of that game at all. Yeah. But the Dolphins did lose on Thursday night. Put the Bills up at three. An incredible comeback. Against the Ravens, that has a lot to do with the Ravens, but I'm not going to diminish what the Buffalo Bills did. Kansas City at number two. That was tough. I wanted to put them at number one, but I can't deny a team, the only 4-0 team in the NFL right now, and that is the Philadelphia Fly Eagles Fly. I got them at number one. So it's the Eagles, the Chiefs, the Bills, the Dolphins, and reluctantly, the Green Bay Packers in the power rankings.
Interesting. Well, I have my power rankings ready to go. We'll go 5-1. Number five, because I'm not a hater. I got Cooper Rush and the Dallas Cowboys at number five.
Okay. I want to talk about that. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not a hater. I'm not a hater. You know? So
you,
got
I just
want to
be
five.
You really think that's a top five team?
It's a combination of top five, and you respect what they did. Right now, I think they're better than Dallas and Minnesota. Or excuse me, I think they're better than
New
Green
York.
Bay and Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
And I think they're better than the Giants, too. They beat the Giants. So I give them that.
Okay.
So I got them at number five. Dolphins, they didn't fall too far. They didn't fall in my top five. They just went from three to four. They're at four. I got the Bills at three.
Mm-hmm.
Could have moved them up a little bit, but I got them at three.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard what you said in your top five. You were like, you know, you're not sure if you want to do this, but you got to respect the fact that they're undefeated. I'm sorry. 2 years ago, I don't think any of us had the Steelers at number one their entire 9-0 start.
That's true.
And no disrespect to Jalen Hurts, because I love what he's doing. He is doing his thing. You're not number one over here right now. The Eagles are two. The Chiefs are the best team in football right now. They're my number one.
I can't. Okay. I'm good with the Chiefs or the Eagles being number one. I don't think comparing the Eagles to that Steelers team is fair. I think this Eagles team has played really, really well. It's not about them being undefeated. It's not just about them being undefeated. It's about the fact that they've played really, really well. I think Jalen Hurts has been. Every time you say you don't want to hate someone, you hate on them. Jalen Hurts has played really, really well.
I can't remember specifically what was going on, but I feel like the Steelers weren't playing bad when they were undefeated.
And they weren't impressive. It's like, oh, the Eagles won again.
Are cool. The Eagles are a cool team. I mean, I think they're good. Like, they're the best team in the NFC right now. They're 4-0. They deserve that respect. I'm not going to play the game with the schedule.
I mean, Giants and the Cowboys are both 3-1, and the fact that the Eagles are above both of them is pretty – I mean, that's telling.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess you answered the question already. The Cowboys are the best. Okay, let me take out the word best. The most legit 3-1 team. Like, you've got a – this team is going to be in the playoffs. Is it the Cowboys, the Giants, the Vikings? I kind of want to take the Packers out of it, but we could take the Packers out of it. The Cowboys, the Giants, or the Vikings?
You know, this is interesting. I think they're all in the same group. All the same gang. I gave respect to the Cowboys for what they've had to overcome, losing their starting quarterback and still being 3-1. So that's why I gave them the nod over the Vikings and the Giants in the power rankings. But it was almost like a virtual tie. You know what I mean? It could have been an alphabetical situation in that case, because I think they're about the same level as the Giants in Minnesota. And to be honest, as we talk this through, I won't change the power rankings. I'll leave them as they are. But as we talk it through, I probably think Minnesota's a little better than Dallas. Dallas's defense is what is kind of jumped out to me, though. Michael Parsons, you know, we cracked the jokes on here because of what he said.
In
the wild card game. I mean, what you want me to do?
No, you.
What you mean to do? The guy came out there the week of the AFC or the wild card game and was talking about
isolating the sweet side.
That's not Michael Parsons.
But we're going back to the raw rugged streets.
No.
That's where I belong.
You've convinced yourselves. No, that's not Micah Parsons. You've convinced yourselves that he said that. Stupid soundbite.
So, and Roddy actually brings up a good point.
Kenny's controls of the soundboard.
Oh, me and Jesse are going to be in lockstep on that one for sure.
We'll see. We'll slip Jesse an extra $20 every week. Like, no matter how much eye contact he makes with you, don't do it.
And I guess Roddy brings up a good point. I guess we're only talking NFC legit teams because, the Bills are probably the most legit.
See, you and Roddy, you don't pay attention. I'm not even talking about 3-1 teams. I'm talking about those 3-1 teams. I just said I'm going to leave the Packers out of it because I think Packers, Bills, all there's a ton of 3-1 teams. I'm talking about these 3-1 teams. 3-1 teams like the Giants, dude, they're 3-1.
Yeah, the Giants. I mean, well,
the Cowboys, without their starting quarterback, are 3-1. The Minnesota Vikings, Kirk Cousins, who were always like, ugh.
That's
they're 3-1.
That's kind of why I give the Cowboys a nod, because they're doing it without their QB1. But I do
Who is
think,
not coming back, by the way, if you didn't hear Jesse's earlier report. No. He's not coming back.
I do feel like if they played each other, I think the Vikings would beat the Cowboys. And that's usually how I do my power rankings. It's like, yo, that factors in. Like, if these two teams faced each other, who would win? I feel like the Vikings would beat the Cowboys right now.
But Kansas City's also 3-1, just for everybody who wasn't following along. See, again, Adam L., Cowboys over Packers, Casey. How about that? Cowboys over Packers?
He might be talking about on my power rankings. I'm not impressed with the Packers.
I'm not either. I told you I died some. A little bit of me is dead by putting the Packers in there. But,
hell,
I mean, it's not just that.
Of the Packers.
They've also won 3 in a row.
Yeah, and how'd they win 3 in a row? Because they got beat down by the Vikings in the first game. Vikings should probably be ahead of the Packers.
Yeah, couldn't. It's hard for me to buy Minnesota.
Justin Jefferson might be the best receiver in the game.
No lie. Absolutely no lie.
Tough.
No lie.
The one thing real quick, Damien, that we get out of all this is the league is so even.
Yeah.
The league is so even. Like there's maybe like two elite teams and they've been beaten already. They've shown they can be beaten.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.